Welcome to the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Sefer Micha, Perek Bet, Chapter 2.
I want it all! I want it all! I want it all! And I want it now!
And our learning will be dedicated to the Zechut of Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, our brave Israeli IDF soldiers, for their safety and for their success. For the swift return of all of the hostages, and for the healing of all the wounded in this war in Gaza. Chapter 2 is a social commentary. It is a tirade of sorts against those people who are wealthy, who are powerful in society, and take advantage of the vulnerable, depleting their resources. Let's read a little bit. Hoy, choshvei aven, woe to those who plan evil, upoale ra al mishkabotam. And they seek harm. They design harmful plans in their beds, bor haboke asuha, and they exact those plans in the morning. Ki yesh le'eliadam, because they have the power. V'chamdu sadot v'gazalu, they covet fields and they seize them. Uvatim v'nasau, they covet houses and they take them away. And they defraud men of their homes and people of their land. And so God says, I am planning destruction against this family, against this clan. And the parrot continues to talk about how their land will be taken from them, they will go into exile, etc., etc. If you look at the structure in Pasuk Aleph, Hoy Choshvei Aven Upoalei Ra, these are the people designing Ra, divining harmful, devastating schemes and all sorts of fraudulent scams. And therefore God says about them, Hinani Choshev Al HaMishpacha Hazot Ra'a, what goes around comes around. What's the background to all of this? You know, the times just before, 20 years before Samaria fell, 40 years before the Assyrian attack on Jerusalem, these were the best of times. The time of King Uzziah in the south, the time of King Yerovam, were the times of extreme wealth. But the problem is that society on the one hand was very, very religious. But on the other hand, they had no regard for social justice. There was a couple of lines in the book of Amos that we didn't get to read, but I'd like to read them now. Shimu zot. Hashoafim evyon v'lashpit an ve'aret. Listen to this, you who devour the needy, you who deplete the poor of the land, saying, "Matai avora chodesh v'nashpira shever v'hashabbat v'niftechabar." When will the Rosh Chodesh be over so we can sell more grain? When will Shabbos be over so we can offer wheat for sale, using an ephah that is too small and a shekel that is too big, tilting a dishonest scale and selling grain refuse as grain. We'll buy the poor for silver, they say, the needy for a pair of sandals. And God says, I will never forget any of their doings. Im eshkach la netzach kol maaseihem ha'alzot lo tirgaz ha'aretz. For this will the land not suffer upheaval. Here we have people who are keeping Shabbat. They're even keeping Rosh Chodesh and not doing melacha on Rosh Chodesh. But they want to essentially defraud the poor. They want to use tilted scales. They want to put up prices, even though the average peasantry can't afford them. And they've created an economic environment which is crushing the average Israelite. And so this is what we see both in Amos, and this is what we see in Micha chapter 2. And I want to pay attention to this interesting phrase here, the people in their beds who think about how they can desire fields and they can scheme in order to actually seize them. And here, this takes us directly to a very famous story in Tanakh, which is the story of Kerem Navot, the story of Navot's vineyard. If you remember, there was a story about King Ahab, King Ahav, who wanted a vineyard. He wanted a vineyard of a man called Navot, a man who was a local villager in the town of Jezreel. But it happened to be that his vineyard was next to the royal palace, and Ahab wanted it. Ahab asked him for it. He said, listen, it's Nachalat Avotai. It's an ancestral land. God forbids me from giving it to you because, in the year of Yovel, everybody goes back to their land. This land was given to me by God, to my father and his father before him and his father before him. And indeed, Al Mishkavotam, Ahav sort of like slumps into his bed, but eventually his wife, Jezebel, finds a way of getting the field back. And it's here that the Rambam in Hilchot Gezeilah V'Avidah, in the laws of stealing, chapter 1, halacha 11, says the following: Hata'ava mevi lidei chimud. A sense of desire brings you to covet. Covet, by the way, is putting pressure on somebody, right? It's to sell. Vachimud, and coveting leads to theft. Because mishum she'im lo ratzu ha'ba'alim limkor, if the owners don't want to sell it to you, afal pi she'hirba lahem b'damim, even though you put pressure on them financially and you got various influences to put pressure on you, eventually avodi de gezel, shene emar, eventually they will come to steal, they will come to actually use violent crime to take it from you. As it says, and now they quote Micha, chapter 2, verse 2, v'chamdu batim v'gazelu, they have coveted fields and they've stolen them. And now he continues and says, v'im amdu ha'ba'alim b'fanav l'hatzil m'monam, but if the owners confront them to stop them from taking his property or prevent him from stealing, then they will come to bloodshed. Yavot lidei shfichut damim. Tsei olamad, go and learn the story of Ahav and Navot. He says, go look up the story in Malachim Aleph, chapter 20, and you will see that story and you will learn it and you will be able to understand how just lying in your bed and fantasizing about a field that you want to, you'll eventually find a way to take it from somebody who is vulnerable, especially when there is an inequality of class between the person who wants it and the person who actually holds it. By the way, the Rambam in another place in Hilchot Rotzeach talks about the idea that we usually think that idolatry is the worst sin that there could possibly be, that it's an affront to Hashem, but he says there's something far worse than that, and that is the sin of a violent crime, because that tears up the whole fabric of civil society. And in a sense, he says there that Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, the sins of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, are even more significant than things like Shabbat, than things like Avodah Zarah, than the sins Ben Adam L'Makom. So when we say that we're religious, right? I remember once reading a wonderful story in one of the articles by Rabbi Chaim Navon, where he said he was walking to shul and somebody drove in a very reckless manner, almost ran him down, and parked in the parking lot of the local shul. And he looks at him in a half apologetic sense and said, well, I was late for mincha. And he thought to himself, well, very nice, you almost ran me down. For what? For mincha? Where are your priorities? And here Micha is establishing a standard which is very familiar in the Nevi'im, right? Which is to put the importance of the social, even as a religious value, before what we usually call religious things. But Micha is just getting revved up. He's just starting. And we will see how he continues on this theme in the next chapter that we're going to learn, chapter 3, tomorrow.